Hi everyone. So we're doing a full moon spread, seeing what the full moon energy is today for January 25th for the full moon in Leo at 5 degrees. So what is this full moon about today? What's going on? Ooh, that was quite quick. Two cards come out, Two of Swords and Ace of Wands. There's a lot of fire, a lot of passion, a lot of purpose. It's a brand new beginning. I am hearing forged in the fire. So there is expanded and strengthened mental capacity to perceive and conceive and create all new realities and structures. A lot of ideas and possibilities coming through. There's immense, immense amounts of creativity and an immense amount of power that is surging through in order to create what desires to be created at this point. And this is collectively and for individuals. There's a lot of power from one's personal power that's coming through, a reconnection and a replugging in to personal power. And that's the, it's the solar plexus, but it's the great central sun. It's the many suns in one, all in one, merging into the body here now for power, personal will merged with divine will, for courage through the solar plexus and the heart plexus as they merge, confidence, alignment within integrity. There's a lot of realizations here as well. About who we are, why we're here, what our higher purpose is. And this energy is getting us really fired up and really excited, maybe for the first time in a brand new way, for the future, for our future. We might have perceived limitations thus far for our lives. Something like, this is all I'm meant to do. This really is it. Where else could I possibly go? And all of those mental perceptions are dissolving and dissolved now because they were in fact illusions, and new pathways are coming into view, not just as possible ideas, perhaps maybe at some point in the future, but coming into reality very, very soon. These pathways opening up as real, as something substantial and tangible to take action on right now here. So our creative abilities are really being restored here. And this really returns the power to each individual person is a powerful co-creator. There is so much power and manifesting ability within each person. The balance is moving now from waiting on someone else to decide how far we go, decide what we are, decide our future. That's no longer the case. We get to decide that now. We get to decide that now for ourselves. And that's part of what Pluto moving into Aquarius has done and is doing, returning and restoring the power to the people, the freedom to the people, boundlessness to the people, connection, collaboration, heart integration. There's a lot coming through here, just from the Two of Swords and Ace of Wands. Let's get some some frequencies, some energy from the Soulfire Oracle to tell us more about this. Well, that's coming through. There's one there. Let's get a few more. Passion, drive, purpose. Wow. Okay, so there's two. I want two more and then we'll go through them. What is this new energy full moon in Leo doing for the endings and the beginnings? Keep hearing passion, drive, and purpose. There's three cards. Let's get one more. Okay. So there's four cards here. And three of them have to do with connection, deep divine connection with someone else, connection in love, connection in unconditional love and acceptance, telepathy here as well, heart telepathy, heart connection, a knowing, a very deep knowing of the connection, a trusting and faith in the connection. So the first card says, I can feel we're together even though we're apart. So that feeling is not just a knowing, it's not a sensing in the mind or the brain. It's a feeling very, very deep within the heart, and a sensing of the presence of this person. And this is for, this can be for specific individuals, but might not be for everyone, but our connection with others that we feel close to is expanding and strengthening. So you might be able to sense them with you as you're doing something that feels really aligned, feels really good to you when you're relaxed, relaxed within yourself. And not in the mind, not within worry or any sort of anxiety or any sort of separation consciousness, thinking of anyone's thoughts or judgments, just feeling really good within you. Then you can feel the presence of these other divine connections with you. They're always with you in very deep support and love, enjoyment, in bliss, in pleasure, and those thoughts are expanding too. The second card here is thinking of waking up with you. Wow, what a lovely card. Waking up with someone really speaks to full relaxation and trust and intimacy and vulnerability, being really safe, feeling safe and secure. You know how you feel really safe and secure in your bed, really cozy and comforted and just really held, fully relaxed, just waking up. So thinking of waking up with you, feeling really good, connecting with that person, just being bare, fully yourself, transparent, honest, open, sharing through your heart, sharing through silence, sharing through stillness, stillness within the being, enjoying the silence together, the energy that you create within the silence. It's really beautiful. And you don't need this person with you physically in order to feel this. You can tune into the subtleties that exist in this space now, in the space between the breath, and really feel the tenderness and the fullness of the presence of this energy. So it's really, really lovely. Really lovely. A lot of support being felt. A lot of support. The third card here is consciously sending you thoughts of love. So there definitely is, I'm pulled to the astrology now with Mercury and Mars very closely together. It's as our higher connections to our greater soul self, the truth of our greater soul self opens up. It's really expanding the ways that the divine masculine and the masculine energy within each of us expresses ourselves. So moving with more purpose, with more alignment, with more heart. Heart integration throughout is spreading and blending throughout every part of our lives now. So there is no more separation of home, family, work, things like that. Everything is blended. It's all centered within the heart, moving in pure alignment. So consciously sending you thoughts of love. This is messages from those who love you through the heart. These are divine connections here on this planet, but I'm also getting those who have passed and those who have galactic connections, those energies those messages really coming through. So more higher guidance is opening up and coming in clearer now with higher vision. So feel those higher connections, feel those higher messages of support, thoughts of love. Love is always flowing in and streaming in within all moments. So if you're a bit busy, pause to tune in to this love as it's streaming in to receive within your heart, to really feel throughout your entire being. Spread that feeling of love and bliss and pleasure throughout your entire being. So a lot to receive here, a lot to feel. Feeling loved and supported. So continue to feel loved, supported, and cherished in an even deeper way. So giving that energy back to yourself as well here. Oh, there's such beautiful messages. The last card here that came out for this full moon is the energy of peaceful. And on this card, it says centered, stillness, acceptance, in ease and flow, present moment, new moon. It's a beautiful stillness here, a beautiful peace. Peace that's come through, prosperity as well. This does say new moon, so even though this is a closing out, an ending, final endings, a releasement of limitations of the past, of the old life, and a beautiful, new, powerful expansion into something new. This new moon is that new beginning here. So the full moon is endings and also a beautiful new beginning in your own uniqueness and your own courageous heart, moving forward in confidence to create and live and experience the life that you've always known very, very deep in your heart and imagined yourself to be living. There is nothing you need to do to prove your worthiness. Your worthiness already is. It already is. So opening to higher possibilities here. Let me get just one closing message here with one more card. Okay, wow, travel. So here on this card, there's a blue dragon. Very lovely, joyful, powerful blue dragon breathing white and platinum light. White and platinum light, fire and flame. And the card says eight, travel. So, wow, it does have a moon on it as well, looking like the flower of life. So, with this Uranus shift, this full moon happens on a Uranus shift forward. Uranus stations direct on January 27th, and this full moon is the 25th. So, Uranus changes direction in the sign of Taurus. And that is a very, very powerful, electrifying, radiant energy from beneath the earth, from within the earth. It opens up new expressions from within the earth. It will shift the tectonic plates as well for new expressions. And it's going to, as the higher consciousness and awareness and higher light streams in, to open up the crown for each of us, for our divine knowing and divine purpose. It's going to call some of us to relocate. It is some travel. This is pretty far away, so it will call some of us to relocate across the globe. Sometimes this can be short trips, but as we're called to higher purpose, it's going to mean a more permanent grounding for this new light. And this permanent grounding will be for the reason of connecting with others, other divine soul connections of higher light that we're meant to collaborate with on a higher level for our greater purpose. And there's so many possibilities opening up here. But it will take some stillness and tuning in to really feel into your intuition. Where's your heart calling you? Where do you know that you want to see or visit or experience? Where do you already feel yourself yourself expanding and experiencing that new life. There's going to be a lot of visions coming in, a lot of different landscapes coming in. There's deeper knowings coming in. So definitely do trust all of that coming in for you, your own personal information and higher guidance. And keep paying attention to your dreams. Make sure you're laying still with your eyes closed as you wake, remembering what it is that you were shown in your dream time, and then making notes of that, because there's going to be a lot of information and awareness coming through there for guidance as you bring that up from your dream time. Wow, this is very, very exciting. I will be sharing more information on the astrology of the full moon and more information on Pluto entering Aquarius, which is the beginning of the age of Aquarius, the golden age. So that will be very exciting. I'll be sharing that soon on my newsletter. That's jenniferalexander.substack.com. And if you would like a personal reading for guidance and support, or to work with the higher harmonics of the current cosmic energy, you can book a reading with me on my website. That's jenniferalexander.net. I'm sending everyone so much love.